Islamist parties have consolidated earlier gains in Egypt's multi-stage parliamentary elections, winning nearly 70% of the seats determined so far, according to results announced today. Election Commission Chief Abdul Moaz Ibrahim announced results from the second round of three rounds, which was held December 14th to 15th, followed by a runoff this week. The second round was held in nine provinces and Ibrahim said turnout reached 65%. Based on the results he gave, the Muslim Brotherhood said it won around 86 of estimated 180 seats up for grabs in the round, or 47%. The secular and liberal forces that largely drove Egypt's uprising against former leader Hosni Mubarak were trounced, failing to turn their achievement into a victory at the polls. Meanwhile, despite the euphoria of the toppling of President Hosni Mubarak, the situation for Christians living in Egypt has not improved. Father Rafiq Graish is chief press spokesman for the Catholic Church in Cairo. He says that it will be a sad Christmas for Christians and that due to security concerns, the traditional midnight mass in his parish will have to be held earlier in the day.
Last Christmas also was not a very good one, because at that time there was the elections then done by the regime of former President Mubarak, who was also falsifying all the elections at that time to prepare to inherit the reign of the Republic of Egypt to his son Gamal. So at that time the atmosphere, and now I'm talking in the 15th of December, the atmosphere was very, very tense. All the people were angry about what was happening, Christians and Muslims. And if you remember, there was an incident in a church near Giza in pyramids at that time. And in 15 days, on the night of 31st of December to the 1st of January, there was the bombing of the Kedisin, which means the Two Saints Church in Alexandria, where we have 24 martyrs and more than 110 injuries at that time, which really was a very, very big tragedy concerning the Christians and even all the Muslims in Egypt at that time. So also this year was all, which was not a good year. From January, from the time of the revolution up to now, the Christians had around 11 incidents. Burning churches, or the Maspero incident, which was very dramatical also. And this speech about the Christians to leave, and the Christians have to be, the women has also to be veiled and stay at home. This speech also gives a very, very tense atmosphere. We as priests, we try, especially in the Catholic Church, to ease people, to talk about Jesus who's going to have birth and will give us a new life. But still, the people are not really happy and joyful as it should be for a Christian.
So the hopes of many that took part in protests, Christians who came together with other people, that this Christmas it's probably not as they thought it might be.
No, not at all. It's a sad Christmas, if you want, just to be to put the words in its term.
I wanted to ask you, Father Rafiq, with regard to your parish, what will be going on in Cairo with regards to what you were doing with parishioners, that kind of thing. What kind of celebrations will there be?
Well, we are continuing our normal program, but we are not able, for example, to have a midnight mass. We will have an earlier mass, which is something we don't really like. We like to have the midnight mass.
Why is that? It's the security situation, is it?
The security situation is quite poor. The security is still poor in Egypt, in Cairo. Although my church is in one of the best quarters of Cairo, and still the security is poor. So we are not going to have a midnight mass. We are trying to for the children to give them the joy they have to do, but we are not really happy in our hearts. You know, we do it, but we are not happy.
It sounds like, I mean, again, another year when that clock strikes 12 o'clock on the 31st of December, another year will come. It'll be 2012. What are your hopes for that year, and what hopes would you like to see? What hopes are there for people in Egypt, especially Christians?
Well, we would like to have an Egypt, a real democratic country, where people are all equal and all the religions are equal. They have the same rights, and they have also the same duties, and there is a respect to everybody, there is space for everybody, and nobody feels excluded and out of the country, and really a democratic country like we have in Europe or in other countries.